Thank you for joining this worship service of St. Andrew Lutheran Church as recorded on Sunday, January 6, 2019, for the Epiphany of our Lord. The Old Testament reading is Isaiah chapter 60 verses 1 through 6. The psalm for the day is from chapter 72 verses 1 through 14 read responsively. The New Testament reading is Ephesians chapter 3 verses 1 through 12. The Gospel is Matthew chapter 2 verses 1 through 12. Presiding and preaching is Pastor Gary Brandenburg. Assisting with worship is Pastor Jen Collins.
To worship on this day of Epiphany. Epiphany always falls on January 6th, but this year it happens to be a Sunday, which is wonderful. It's all about how God's light is revealed to us in ways that we can see and hear and touch and taste. We have our star that somebody braved to place up above the cross to guide us, to remind us of the way that God's light always draws us in. One of the ways that God appears is through our work together. And I have a thank you. We have a giving tree in the fellowship hall that's there at most Advents and Christmas. And this year we gathered 95 hats, 3 scarves, 55 mittens and gloves, pairs of mittens and gloves to be shared with 3 area elementary schools. So thank you. I mean, it doesn't seem like a lot when you're purchasing one hat, but together 95 sets of ears will stay warm at recess time. So thank you for that. We learned that from one person alone, there were 20 hand-knitted hats. So that's really exciting. Thank you for being a part of that. Sometimes we miss the things that are right under our nose. I know that's true of me. And so I wanted to point out the insert in our bulletin. The Taking Faith Home insert is from Vibrant Faith. It's there every week, but it's intended to be taken with you, perhaps placed on your kitchen table or somewhere you can see. And it has readings for the week, a scripture verse for memory, and prayers for blessing and conversation. So I would just encourage you to explore that, especially if you're looking for a spiritual practice in the new year to deepen your faith, to help you grow. This is a great way to just be centered every day in God's Word. A few announcements are before us that I'd like to point out, opportunities to connect in new ways. One of them is that the Reading Reflections group meeting on Tuesday mornings is beginning in on a new book. You can read about that. For those in high school who would maybe like an opportunity to challenge themselves and to serve in a new way, we're headed to Appalachia again this coming summer. And that meeting is taking place in Emmaus, which is the youth room at the end of the hall, right after the service at 10:45. So grab a cookie or a cup of coffee and then come on down. Students and parents are welcome. Those who are in grades 3 through 6, I'm going to be stopping by Sunday school today to invite you to the midwinter retreat. It's a really fun time where we can just be together and play and learn more about God, enjoy each other's company, and grow. So look for some information on that coming home with your students if you have them in that age group. Lastly, I'm sure you're undecking your halls at home, and you'll notice we still have our trees here. We're going to undeck the halls this week, specifically at Tuesday on Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. So if you'd like to be a part of helping take down the trees, we sure could use some help. Tuesday at 10 a.m., you're welcome to come and join in that opportunity to volunteer. And if you purchase a poinsettia in memory or honor of someone, those are in the fellowship hall. You can take them home with you. There's always plenty there, so if you'd like to take more than one, you're welcome to do that. Let's stand together, quiet our hearts with a moment of silence, and we'll begin with a confession and forgiveness in the inside back cover of the hymnal. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who creates us and forms us, who redeems us and calls us, who unites us and sends us. Gathered into God's presence, let us confess our sin. Mighty and loving God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We seek our own way. We divide the body of Christ. In your mercy, cleanse us and heal us. Let the words of our mouths and the thoughts of our hearts and everything that we do be filled with faith, hope, and love. Amen. Hear the voice of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to proclaim release to the captives. In the name of Jesus Christ, I proclaim to you that your sins are forgiven and you are released. The joy of the Lord is your strength, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit are yours forever. Amen. We sing verses 1 and 2 of our gathering song, hymn 302. Is our liturgy designated for today, beginning on page 184. After the greeting, we'll sing the Kyrie, and I'd invite you to join me in singing the verses. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Revealed your Son to the nations by the leading of a star. Lead us now by faith to know your presence in our lives, and bring us at last to the full vision of your glory through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
Children's message. I really enjoy working with Pastor Jen because she always tells me what I have to do. And it's now time for the children's message, so children come.
And he lets me.
Thank you, Jen. Come up here, kids. Come right around here. I want to show you these toys I've got here. Come right around here. Okay. Come. You got to see this. You got to answer a question I have, a big question. Why is this guy looking down? What's he looking at?
The floor.
The floor. You're right. That's right. What else might he be looking for? For what? Baby Jesus. I took this out of the narthex at the front of the church, and there's a baby Jesus there, and these three guys rode on two camels. Maybe not. We're not sure there were three wise men, and we're not sure there were two camels, but we know that a group of people came to find Jesus, and that's why we're here. We're here today so that we can worship, give our gifts, and be a group of people gathered around Jesus. And that's what you're here for. So I'm so glad you're here. And I just want to encourage you to keep being like the wise men. Keep coming to find Jesus. And how did he find Jesus? What's up there? A star. You guys are coming to the neatest church. This church really does things really neat. Not many churches can put a star up that high. I was here when they did it Thursday night. My heart was beating so hard because there's no way I could have climbed up a ladder to hook up that star and make it shine. But see all these adults here? All these men and women, they have gifts, they work. The guy who did the star is a fireman. So he's used to climbing in high places. And that's why we need all these people, because they all have gifts that when we all do it together, it works really great. And you have gifts. You have something to give Jesus. Today it's your presence, answering my questions. And we're all looking at the floor. No, we're looking at Jesus. So let's pray to Jesus. Dear Jesus, I thank you for the honesty and the authenticity of children. They're authentic. They tell us just what they see. And we pray in this church they will see adults who love and care for them. And most of all, I pray they'll see Jesus. Help them today in all they do. Amen. Now, it's time to go to Sunday school, right? Mm-hmm. We appreciate you guys coming to Sunday school. You go and have a good time and be like the wise men. Now, normally I would preach my sermon in the traditional churches I've been a part of. But this church is different. This church can change things. And that's really good. It's probably going to change you. Go ahead.
All right. A reading from Isaiah. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you. The young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord, the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The psalm designated for today is Psalm 72, verses 1 to 14. We'll read responsively by half verse. Give the kings your justice, O God, that he may rule your people righteously, that the mountains may bring prosperity to the people. Let him defend the needy among the people. May he live as long as the sun and moon endure. Let him come down like rain upon the mown field. In his time, may the righteous flourish. May he rule from sea to sea. May his foes bow down before him. May the kings of Tarshish and of the isles pay tribute. May all kings bow down before him. For the king delivers the poor who cry out in distress. He has compassion on the lowly and poor. From oppression and violence, he redeems their lives. A reading from Ephesians. This is the reason that I, Paul, am a prisoner for Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles. For surely you have already heard of the commission of God's grace that was given me for you, and how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I wrote above in a few words, a reading of which will enable you to perceive my understanding of the mystery of Christ. In former generations, this mystery was not made known to humankind, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That is, the Gentiles have become fellow heirs, members of the same body, and sharers in the promise of Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel I have become a servant, according to the gift of God's grace that was given me by the working of his power. Although I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to me to bring the Gentiles the news of the boundless riches of Christ, and to make everyone see what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things, so that through the church, the wisdom of God in its rich variety might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose that he has carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have access to God in boldness and confidence through faith in him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the second chapter. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we have observed the star at his rising and have come to pay him homage. When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him, and calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, and you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage. When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The Gospel of the Lord. Thank you, and you may be seated. Today in my homily or sermon, I would like to share three things with you, or three insights that I personally found in these texts. The first is to encourage you and me to be wise men and be searchers, specifically people who search for Jesus in our lives. Secondly, watch out for Herod and all that is evil in this world, and follow the wise men who they returned a different way because they needed to get away from Herod and would not report what they had experienced. And thirdly, have an understanding about Paul's mission and the Gentiles. Now, I've already done the children's sermon, but I just want to remind you, if you were listening to the Old Testament reading, did you notice all these camels that are going to come? And did you notice all the nations would understand who Israel is and who this God is? And so today, we live that Old Testament text, the wise men and the camels. And I pointed out to the kids, there's only two camels and three wise men. So either one of them walked or they really were squished on that other camel. And that brings us to the point of how critical should you be as a Christian to the texts. And I would say it's okay to be critical, because the text does not tell us there were three wise men. But it is the word men, which is a plural noun, which means there are a bunch of them. So it could have been three, it could have been 100, it could have been a whole bunch. That's not what's really important. What's as important is they came, and that Christ was born. And why three? Well, they had three gifts. And so the tradition punches in the number three, and so when we sing hymns about the wise men, we talk about three of them. It's okay to question. It's not okay to come up with the wrong answers. So be like the wise men. Search for what is true. Follow the star of Bethlehem. Believe in God. Believe in Jesus, the Christ child. And give thanks that because he died and because he rose again, when our families go through death experiences, because we're Christian, we can have the confidence and the reality that there's more to life than what you see here. And there's a lot of people that are constantly searching. I heard on the news this week that the Chinese have landed something on the other side of the moon. We haven't been there yet. So thank God for the Chinese searchers. And what we're doing is we sent out some kind of a satellite that just recently passed Pluto. Now, I don't mind driving by Merrill, but I don't understand flying past Pluto. But there are people in our culture who just search and want to do it better. And we need to support that kind of thinking. And that's why in our annual meeting, you'll hear a conversation about faith formation in the life of this church. It's like flying to the moon. It's finding a better way to do what we're doing. And this taking home faith, I think, has been in the bulletins for a long time. This comes from Milestones Ministry, which is part of Vibrant Faith, which comes out of Minneapolis, out of Augsburg College. And it's a group of people that are committed to making Christianity more effective in the future. We've done a good job in the past, but the things in the past may not work for the future. Our young people might need a new challenge. They may need to fly a different way. And so we need to be open to creating systems in the life of this church that will build faith for our children and our teenagers. And it'll probably look different than what I experienced, but we're for it. So be at the annual meeting and read the report. And I just encourage this congregation to continue flowing in this idea of creating new ways to form faith in the life of our children, teens and adults, and our families. And that taking home faith is really what it's all about. Secondly, watch out for Herod. Follow the wise men. A few minutes ago, we had confession and forgiveness. You know, let's not forget, we're really sinners, saved by grace. And every week, we probably do some things that we really need this Sunday confession and forgiveness for. And it's important for us to get in touch with the dark side of our life, the things that we know we shouldn't do that we do, this struggle Paul had and you will have, where sometimes you feel guilty, you feel depressed, you feel like a failure, you feel like you're not making it, you're not good enough. That's what confession and forgiveness is about. It cleans us up so that we can feel whiter than snow. And let's not forget, there's a lot of people who don't come to confession and forgiveness, and they've really learned to live with the evil that is in them. And they also enhance it. Let us not be like that. But let us realize we live in a world in which there are people who don't always treat us right. There are people who go around shooting at people with guns. There are people that hurt other people. Let's take a different road. And when you're aware of that in your everyday living, see what the wise men did. They took a different way. They stayed away from that kind of thing. For the sake of our children and our teenagers, let's be conscious of the evil that's out there. And let us warn and talk about the other way. And then lastly, the wise men were Gentiles. You know what a Gentile is? I asked somebody this week, well, what's a Gentile? They looked at me kind of funny and, it must be a gentle person. That's close. That's real close. But that's not what a Gentile is. If any of you have Jewish ancestry, you're not a Gentile. But if you're like me, kind of a mixed dog, I've got German, I've got Swiss, I've got some French, I think. You know, I really don't know what I got in me. And I'm not really too concerned about my ethnic background because I'm an American. And we believe that we're all together. Sometimes. Gentiles are people that knew who they were and they weren't allowed in the Jewish life. Checked out this week, there's a Jewish synagogue here in Wausau. My plans before I leave here is to check that place out. They're on the web. It was pretty good. It's called Mount Sinai, someplace in the northern part of the city. In Paul's daytime, all the Christians would have been at the synagogue because that early group was all Jewish. Now, we fight about a lot of things in the church. Hopefully we don't fight about who gets in and who stays outside. That was the early church conflict. The Jewish community said, if you want to be a Christian, you got to give up your ham and eggs. You got to start coming to synagogue on Saturday. You got to eat, go through these kosher laws. All the men, they have to get circumcised. That was what was going on in the Gentile Christian Jewish community. Paul's mission. If you look at the front of your bulletin, you see the wise men, baby Jesus and Mary, in these words, to bring to the Gentiles, the non-Jewish people, to bring to the Gentiles the news of the boundless riches of Christ. I'm so thankful Paul was successful, or I wouldn't be here. I would still be out there outside of the boundless riches of Christ. You are here. And what does this say to you? This should say to you and me that we want everybody. There is nobody that's not welcome here at St. Andrew. We'll take all of them. We'll do whatever we have to do to let this community know that the people of this church love, care for you. We're not a bunch of people who are cliques around a Lutheran tradition, but we are people who are open to welcoming all people. Bring their questions, bring their struggles, bring their money. You come, join us. We're all together. We're with you. Let's get that message out. And as we think about the future of this congregation, let's not look back. Look forward. Because the cause or the reason we're here is for the future, not the past. Paul knew that. He said, get rid of all those Jewish traditions. Welcome all people. Struggle with what it means to be a Christian. Struggle with what it means to love and show grace and care in your life, in your community. And do it for everybody. It'll change our world. It'll change our city. It'll change you and me. Let us be those kind of people. And let us be wise men. Continue to be searchers. Let us watch out for evil. And let us welcome all people. Amen. Let us stand together and sing our hymn, the First Noel. And I think we're going to sing just verses 2 and 3. 2 and 3. Verses 2 and 3.
Church, let us confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Drawn into the light of God, we pray for the proclamation of the grace of Jesus Christ. Give us courage and boldness to go forth into the world to tell the good news of what God has done. Lord, in your mercy. Drawn into the glory of creation, we pray for the earth. Sustain every living thing with abundant resources, clean water, and sustainable harvests. Help us to steward all that you have provided. Lord, in your mercy. Drawn into the brightness of God's presence, we pray for the nations of the world. Reveal your compassion and peace for the sake of all who live in the shadow of oppression, violence, and fear. Lord, in your mercy. Drawn into the light of healing mercy, we pray for all who wait for healing and relief of suffering, especially those for whom a candle has been lit and those whom God has placed on our hearts. Give us hope in the promise of new life where pain and suffering will be no more. Lord, in your mercy. Drawn into the dawn of a new day, we pray for the ongoing reconciliation between people. Make us bold to name sin in our lives and unite us in the promise of forgiveness and mercy. Lord, in your mercy. Drawn into the promise of everlasting light, we pray for those who mourn and give thanks for all the saints who now rest in the brightness of God's presence. Make us confident in our worship as we reflect the light of God with eternal praise. Lord, in your mercy. Trusting in the presence of God by the power of the Holy Spirit, we commend all for whom we pray, dwelling in the light and hope of Christ our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. We share Christ's peace with one another.
Let us pray. Holy God, your beauty shines forth from the manger, and your love flows from the cross. As you gather us around these signs of your love, come among us, warm us to extend your care among the hungry and all in need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned into wine, he revealed your glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins." Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come to the table where Christ meets you. Eat, rejoice, and be glad. You may be seated. May the body and blood of Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Let us pray. God of wonder, in Jesus we behold the light of the world come near. As you have come among us now, send us out in joy, hastening to share the good news of your love. We ask this in the name of Jesus, through the Spirit dwelling among us, now and forever. Amen. God the Creator who delights in you, Jesus the Savior who was born for you, and life-giving Spirit who shines on you, bless you and keep you in hope and peace. Amen. Peace. Share the good news.
Thanks be to God.
Permission to podcast the music in this service obtained from one license with license number A703757. For more information about St. Andrew Lutheran Church, please visit our website at www.salc-wausau.org. Thank you for listening and God's blessing be with you.